Track 1 row not selected. Desktop M, minimum 26.
Checking for updates.
Manamon is loading. Please wait. Load complete. Press enter when you're ready to continue.
File menu. Load game. Total playing time 5 days 21 hours 38 minutes and 25 seconds. Current location Drumaneshire Hotel. Adventure started on the 2nd of November 2019.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new playthrough on the Audio Game Club YouTube channel. My name is Toby, and in this playthrough, I am going to be playing for you Manamon 2, Eternal Requiem, which I have been playing non-stop, honest truth, for the last 2 months, hence why I have not uploaded a single thing on YouTube. I apologise for that, but this game came out suddenly without warning on the 1st of November, and since then I bought it and got into it straight away, absolutely loved it, and since the 1st of November till now I have literally been playing this game non-stop, and I have done 2 playthroughs already. Yes, I honest truth. So I know what is going to happen throughout this playthrough in terms of the fights, and I will guide you through it as we go. And joining me today is one of my best friends, Angeline, who is also, like me, been totally obsessed with this game for the last couple of months or so. So, hi Angeline, welcome along to the video.
Hi y'all. Hi, thank you for having me. One second, my mom is calling me, so I'll be right back. Carry on.
Right, so without further ado, we are going to begin. I have got a team that I am going to be using for this. And I will introduce them as we go. But for now, let's start a new game and get started on this playthrough of Manamon 2, Eternal Requiem.
New game. Male voice, my dreams are being realized. First this, nightmarish vista, but I can fix it. It won't be like this for long. I just need more power. Fate smiles upon me, or perhaps I accomplished this feat as a result of just my own genius. Scary thought, but it doesn't matter. The fact is it is finally complete. She is finally here, and we are. I shall speak to her. Do you hear me? A male voice echoes throughout the area. A young girl crouches in the blackness. Can you hear me? The voice questions anxiously. I hear you. The girl replies. Did you put me here? I don't want to be here. Her voice becomes high-pitched and panicky. Get me out of here. No, I can't. The male voice shouts, and the voice breaks as if its owner may cry. You are not outside of this. You are only inside. What do you mean? The girl shouts through her tears. Please, please, just wait. You'll love it. I'm only doing what you told me to. I told you to. The girl seems uncertain. She pauses. I'm sure whatever I said, I didn't mean this. I'm scared. No, no, I've worked too hard. I've made too much progress to let you go. The man now sounds panicky as well. His tone shifts to one of pleading, begging. Just wait, it will be perfect. Kingdoms, castles, servants, everything you want. It will be a heaven for you. She cries and does not argue. She just sobs. Finally she whispers, you won't listen to me, your mind is made up. The man speaks just once more, and he speaks in a low voice, barely above a whisper. You will love it here, I promise. I am alone. But he said I won't be for long. Perhaps I can take that. But the darkness, not just the darkness that surrounds me, the darkness in his heart. I feel it, consuming him, and consuming me. This world of darkness, of evil, why am I a part of it? Hello. Welcome to the world of Manamon. Manamon are similar to animals, except they have magical abilities. Some are cute and cuddly, some are fierce and monstrous, and many Manamon fall somewhere in the middle. I am a Manamon researcher, a Manamologist if we want to be specific. Oh, but I think I've forgotten something. I'm always doing that. Oh yes, me. Who am I? I am Aloza. But I think I've gone on long enough about myself. How about you tell me a little about yourself? Are you a boy or a girl? Boy.
Okay, so unlike Manamon 1, you can choose your gender in this game, whether you want to be a boy or a girl. I am going to be a boy, and...
Thanks. Now, what's your name again? Type your name.
And... I will call myself Oren, after my favourite character in Final Fantasy X.
Capital A. U-R-O-N. Your name is Oren. Yes. Alright, now that's done. I guess all I can do is wish you good luck as you embark on your Manaman adventure in Kyar.
Okay. Let's begin.
Hello. Hello, Oren. My mother asked. Yeah. I replied. I'll be there to pick you up in about 15 minutes. Will that be all right? She asked. Sure, Mom, no problem. I said, see you then. She said, making a kissy noise. Mom. I said indignantly. Bye-bye, sweetie. She said, sorry about that. I said to the figure emerging from the back room. No problem, Oren. The figure said, moving some boxes aside. Your mother. Yep. I answered, I see. She said, I wanted to thank you again, Aloza. I said, I really appreciate your help. Well, you should have gone on your Manaman journey years and years ago, Oren. Aloza said disapprovingly. But mothers like to be very protective of their little boys, I suppose. I've wanted to go on a Manaman journey since I could walk. I laughed. You have a real knack for it, too, from what I can tell. She grinned. Which reminds me. Cool. I said. Aloza pulled three Mananits out of her bag. You won't have seen either of these three before. She remarked. I stood there for a second. Well. She asked. For me. I asked. Until we meet tomorrow, whichever one you want will be yours. Well, cool. I said enthusiastically. Now, I want you to practice some of the general care tips we talked about today. She said sternly, don't fight with it. They are all very young and not very strong yet, at least not as strong as the Manaman we used against each other in our test battles. Go on now, pick.
Okay, so...
Kijuddle, a water type. Kijuddle is a baby goat. Its short horns are blue and have bubbles at the end of them. Its short tail also has a bubble at the tip, though this bubble is larger than the bubbles at the ends of its horns. It has slit-like pupils which seem to gleam. It has longer hair on its back and stomach which obscures a slippery scaly body. It has small, hypersensitive ears which allow it to hear very quiet sounds both on land and in the water. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes, more info. No.
Okay, he is a...
Aloza, go on and pick. Don't be shy. Is this no?
Okay, so that is Kijuddle, who is, I would say, one of the best water types, but...
Greco, a plant type. It is a large lizard with a leaf on its upper back which extends slightly below where the head meets the rest of its body. Its oddly shaped feet allow it to climb any surface it desires. It has large eyes with no lids. It has a small stinger which could easily be mistaken for a briar. It has enormous legs compared to normal lizards. Is this the creature you want to take?
Okay, yes. So Greco is a plant type. And he's not too bad, but no. The one I am gonna pick.
Larvrog, a flame type. Larvrog is a small orange frog. When it opens its mouth, you can see a tongue-shaped flame where its tongue should be. Little dribbles of fire fall from the sides of its mouth sometimes. It has red blotches on its face. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes. Oren received Larvrog. what a good choice. Aloza exclaimed, throwing her fist in the air. Lavrog, just the one I would have chosen. That'll be your mom, I suppose. Aloza said. Yeah, I think so. I replied. There was an awkward moment of silence. I didn't want to go. My time here learning about Manaman was the only thing I focused on these days. I had wanted to go on a journey for so long, and though learning about Manaman theory wasn't the same, it was the next best thing. And the idea that the prospects for going on my own journey were now so tangible, it felt like I was being let down by the return to dull normality that Carhorn always brought with it. My face brightened as I remembered my homework, Lavrog. This wouldn't be a return to normality at all.
Okay, so a lot of cutscene at the beginning here, but this is Leopold Village.
Well, hey there, little fella. Hey, Aaron. A young girl by the name of Chriselle yelled, skipping up to me. Hey, what's going on? She said. Well, is that your very own Manaman? Well, sorta. I explained. Aloza is letting me borrow it as a homework assignment. Coolio. She said. Chriselle was 3.5 years younger than me, and her prospects for beginning her own journey in a timely manner were quite high. Her mother had moved to another country, nobody quite knew which, several years ago. Her father was a very relaxed kind of parent and pretty much let Chriselle experience the world for herself and make her own decisions, something which had earned Chriselle the reputation of a troublemaker. You're so cute, aren't you? Chriselle gushed, bending down to pet my Lavrog. It's adorable. He is cute, isn't he? I said, smiling. Oh man, it's raining. Chriselle whined.
He won't be cute later on.
Now what will I do all day? I wouldn't complain about the rain, or have you forgotten we're in a drought? I said, frowning. Oh yeah. Chriselle said, embarrassed. But it didn't have to rain today, did it? Seems it did, and the sooner the better, I say. I said, yeah, I suppose. She admitted. Oh hey, now you've got your own Manaman, let's go explore the Cave of Fates. No, Chriselle, I'm not supposed to fight with Lavrog. I protested. It's not strong enough yet. Are you kidding me? Chriselle said. The Manaman in that cave are weak. Lavrog would be able to take them down in one hit, wouldn't you, little guy? Well, okay. I relented. Terrific. She said, bouncing up and down. Last one, there's a rotten egg.
Okay.
I have to say, she's a bad influence, and sorry about that, I'm back, so.
Yeah, she is a very bad influence, definitely. Okay, so we need to head to the Cave of Fates, but before we do that, let's explore a little bit.
Davidson Residence. Miss Davidson, you know how old I am, sonny boy. I'm almost 85 years old. Oh, don't look so shocked.
Okay.
Miss Davidson, you know how old I'm. Odo.
Always speak to people because you never know, they might tell you something interesting or
useful.
Or they may give you items. Okay. Okay, so this is your house, and there are some items we can get here, so let's do that.
Mom's room. Your mom, Aloza, always tells me what a good student you are, Aaron. I'm proud of you. Your mom.
So that is a bed, and that is used for healing your Manamon if they get weak.
Arin found an herb. Arin stored the herb in the status pocket. Arin found a rare jewel.
Ooh!
Arin stored the rare jewel in the item.
Okay,
pocket.
I did not know that was there. There is a hidden rare jewel just to the west.
I didn't even know it was there either.
Just to the west of that herb, there is a hidden rare jewel. And they sell for 3,500 gold each. So they are well worth getting. Especially at this early stage in the game as well. Wow.
Your house.
I can't believe I totally missed that when I played.
I only found out about it because Ryan from our Manamon Taming group put an item guide on the group, a link earlier to an item guide, which tells you about where hidden items are and stuff.
I think I missed that message and I'll have to go back and look. Cool. Yeah, because I totally missed that.
Yeah, I'm going to be using it quite a lot during this playthrough, no doubt. Okay, so these are stairs.
Your house empty.
I'm not really going to sort of give...
Your room. Your house empty.
Okay, that is a treasure chest.
Obtained 50 gold. 1,550 gold. Your room.
So this is Oren's bedroom. And he has some boxes.
All Manamon have been completely
and
healed.
And a bed.
It's a box of odds and ends. You can push it by pressing Ctrl plus C, space or enter. The television is displaying the news channel.
I have to say something about that box, but I did. I actually pushed it into my TV and busted the TV, so...
Oh, can you actually do that?
Yeah, I did, yes. So the TV quit working.
Oh my god, I'm gonna save and try this.
Save game. Yeah. Warning. If you save, yes. Game saved.
So yeah, I didn't know it would do anything. I just thought it would stop, but no. It actually does knock into the TV and you hear glass breaking.
Okay. So there's the TV. There's the bed. I've got to try this.
It saved.
Yeah, it gave me a good laugh. That's for sure.
Game saved. So.
Okay. Actually destroy your TV. That is funky.
It was totally funny.
Your house F2.
Okay, are there any hidden items in Orange room?
I
Okay, it's always good to have a bit of fun at the beginning of a game like this.
Absolutely.
Your house. Lelako Village.
Okay, so let's head to the Cave of Fates. So just head north. Here we are.
Cave of Fates. Well, Chrysel said in awe of the display, it was a normal cave, rocky walls, rocky floor. But lights glittered from prominent rocks in the walls, casting an ethereal light over the cave. The next thing we noticed was that the prominent light-producing rocks were moving, usually slowly, but over time they would speed up for a bit, before slowing down again. This naturally gave the impression the lights were moving. Cool. Chrysel said, moving her hand to touch one of the rocks. Don't touch it. I said with a tone indicating I felt this was obvious. Why not, Sir Eddie Pants? No, seriously, Chrysel, I don't think you should touch it. I said again.
This girl's
Why
immature.
Not? What harm could it do?
I honestly don't remember that part.
I don't know, I've just got a bad feeling about it, that's all. I said, and we're not even supposed to be here. Lighten up, we are here. Chrysel said, sighing. Let's go further in. Eek. Chrysel squeaked. What is it? I asked. Do you not have ears? She asked. Yeah, of course I have ears. I replied. Well, dumbass, use them. She hissed.
Okay.
That crashing noise. I don't like it. Who's being the scared one now? Shut up. She whispered, clamping her hand over my mouth. It's coming toward us. She gripped my shoulder forcefully. Look, can you see it? CWI said but stopped. It's a Manaman. A Pixar. She said, is it a nice dog? I asked, knowing the negative answer. No. She said, indicating this question was beyond ridiculous. What are we going to do? I hissed back. Maybe it won't see us. Chrysel muttered. It's seen us. Chrysel said in a much louder voice. You'll have to use your Lavrov to fight it. But Aloza said I was interrupted. Teacher's pet. She growled. Are you going to do what Aloza said or save both of our lives? It won't kill us. It might not, but we'll be in serious trouble. She asserted. Oh, well, all right, Chrysel. I said reluctantly. How do you get me into these things? Stop yapping. Chrysel demanded. A feral level 3 Pixar attacked you.
Okay, so this is our first fight. And,
Lavrov. Select an action for Lavrov. Choose growl, pounce, growl, pounce, standard, Lavrov. Lavrov has dealt 5 damage to foe Pixar. Foe Pixar used pounce. Faux Pixar has dealt 5 damage to Lavrov. Lavrov has dealt 5 damage to Faux Pixar. Faux Pixar used Wallow. Lavrov has dealt 5 damage to Faux Pixar. Faux Pixar used Pounce. Faux Pixar has dealt 5 damage to Lavrov. Lavrov has dealt 5 damage to Faux Pixar. Faux Pixar has been defeated. Victory. Lavrov gained 28 experience points. Obtained 3 gold. Yikes. I said, trying to catch my breath. You look like you're about to wet your pants. Chrysel said accusingly. I've never been attacked by a feral Manaman before. I said, and I'm not supposed to be using Lavrov in battles. Yeah, lighten up. Chrysel said in a bored tone. You wouldn't be saying that if it was your Manamon alien license that was at stake. I said defensively, sure I would. She said, rolling her eyes. Well, yeah, I forgot who I was talking to. I said,
such a troublemaker she is.
Oh, she is. She really is.
She said, exactly.
And then she wants to escape.
Right? Yeah. Like, you get me into all this trouble, and then you want to get, you know,
out?
I'm just wrong.
What were you doing in that cave? A rather elderly woman named M.S. Davidson said austerely, just looking around. Chrysal said innocently, children aren't meant to go there. She said sharply, unless you have a Manamon. But he does have one. Chrysal protested, and a taming license. She said briskly. Chrysal fell silent. I trust you weren't attacked. Miss Davidson inquired. No, ma'am. Chrysal said. Well. She said, clearing her throat. No harm done then. But see you stay away from that cave. It isn't safe.
Right.
Shush, what an old witch. Chrysal said loftily. I don't really want to stay here and catch cold. I said, I'm going to head back home. Fine with me, see you later. Chrysal said.
Okay, we will be going back to the Cave of Fate and much later on.
Your house. I noticed Aloza emerging from my mother's room. That's right, Fran. Aloza called cheerily through my mother's door as she exited. Aha, there you are, Aaron. Hey, Aloza. I said happily. What are you doing here?
Busted.
Well, apparently your mother was having a talk with Miss Davidson and she told your mother that you had been in the Cave of Fates.
Oh dear!
Aloza said sternly, you've been battling, haven't you? Word travels fast. I said, my eyes downcast. I didn't mean to fight. The Pixar just attacked me. What? And Marvrov was able to fight it. We worked well as a team. I said, well, I can tell Lavrog has really begun to bond with you. Aloza said thoughtfully, and it was able to stand up to a feral Manamon in the Cave of Fates. You know what, Aaron? She asked. What? I asked sheepishly. I think you're ready to receive your taming license. She said, grinning. Way hat. I asked, astonished. There's no point in continuing our training. Aloza said, you've been held back from your journey long enough. But I said incredulously, disobeyed me, I know. She said, but you didn't mean to. And in doing so, you've really brought out the power in your Manamon. That's the mark of a good tamer. Just promise me one thing, anything. I said excitedly. Never go back to the Cave of Fates, okay? Aloza asked. It's a deal. I said, smiling. Well then. Aloza said, clapping her hands together. All that's left is to make it official. Come to my research facility in Alacia City and I'll make sure all the paperwork's in order. I know you're used to riding in your mom's car. But you're going to make the journey on foot this time with your faithful companion Lavrog. It's just through Elatia Path. I'll see you then, okay? Okay. I said, do you want to nickname Lavrog? Yes. No.
I personally don't like nicknaming Manamon because I like to remember what one is what and what type is what and all the rest of it. So in terms of renaming, I'm not going to bother with that.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that I don't get is how come they don't let your character say, well, it wasn't my fault. I think it would be really cool if your character could actually put the blame on the girl. Well, she's the one who talked me into going, right?
That'd be...
make the game work.
That'd be quite funny.
Yeah, it would.
View your park. Large rock has 23 out of 23 health.
Okay, we're
large
full health.
Select.
Okay, let's get out of here then. Okay, so it is time to head out. If I can remember where the exit is.
Yeah, that was my hardest trouble right there too.
Aha!
Elisha Park.
There you are.
Invent save game. Game save.
Okay, so this is Elisha Park, and we are heading to
Arin. Found an antidote. Arin
stored Elisha
the antidote
City.
In his status pocket. A feral level 2 frolop attacked you. Go, Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 6 damage to foe frolop. Foe frolop used cutize. Larvrog's speed was decreased by 1 stage. Larvrog has dealt 6 damage to foe frolop. Foe frolop has dealt 3 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 6 damage to foe frolop. Foe frolop has been defeated. Victory. Larvrog gained 19 XP. Obtained 2 gold. Feral level 2 doving attacked you. Go, Larvrog.
Okay, doving is an air type.
Select an arch. Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt.
It's a good one once it's leveled up enough.
Foe doving used. Larvrog's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Larvrog has
but
dealt.
I have a
damage to
really
doving.
Good team
foe
in
doving
mind.
Used pounce. Foe doving has dealt 2 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 5 damage to foe doving. Foe doving has been defeated. Victory. Larvrog has increased to level 6. Health has increased by 3. Strength by 2. Defense by 2. Magic attack by 1. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 1. Larvrog now has 2 training points. Obtained 1 gold.
My only problem is it does take a lot of damage. Even at level 33. So.
A fair go, Larvrog. Larvrog has 21 out of 26 health. Attack. The attack missed. Foe doving used. Foe doving has dealt 3 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 6 damage to foe doving. Foe doving used pounce. Foe doving has dealt 3 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 6 damage to foe doving.
What I like about Larvrog is that he transforms around
Larvrog has dealt
level
16 foe doving.
Into
foe doving has been
bigness.
Victory. Larvrog gained 30 experience. Obtained 4 gold.
Okay, I hope I'm going the right way here, folks. There's an item.
Arin found in her. Arin stored. A feral level 4 Rookroom attacked you.
Oh, if only I had a fire attack, that would kill this thing instantly.
Larvrog.
Oh, I know.
Select, choose him. Larvrog has dealt 5 damage to Farukrum. Farukrum used startle. Farukrum has dealt 2 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 5 damage to Farukrum. Farukrum used startle. Farukrum has dealt 2 damage to Larvrog. Larvrog has 11 out of 26 health.
Okay, I'm gonna heal after this.
Larvrog has dealt 5
damage to
Farukrum. Farukrum used leaf leverage. Select an Farukrum has 25% health. Select an inventory. Items. Status. Herb. Larvrog swallowed the herb. Healing 15 health. Farukrum. Crew has dealt 2 damage to
At this point, 15 health isn't a lot, but... Grab, pow.
Margor has dealt 5 damage to the Rukrum. The Rukrum has been defeated. Victory. Navrog gained 41 XP.
Nice! 41 experience.
Elatia City.
And we made it! How much more till it goes to level 7? To check how much experience you need, do Shift and L and...
Navrog has 229 experience points and needs 26 experience to reach level 7. Select an option.
That's pretty good, actually.
Feral level 3 Rukko, Navrog. Navrog has dealt 6 damage to Farukrum. Farukrum used Startle. Farukrum has dealt 2 damage to Navrog. Navrog has dealt 5 damage to Farukrum. Farukrum used Startle. Farukrum has dealt 2 damage to Navrog. Navrog has dealt 6 damage to Farukrum. Farukrum has been defeated. Victory. Navrog gained 31 experience points. Navrog has increased to level 7. Health has increased by 2, strength by 1, defense by 1, magic attack by 2, magic defense by 1 and speed by 2. Navrog now has 6 training points after gaining 4 training points. Navrog is now able to use the spell Bellow. Obtained 4 gold. Elatia City. Select it, save.
Okay, so this is Elatia City.
Status, herb, 1. Items, rare jewel, 1. This item will sell for 3,500 gold. How many would you like to sell? 1. Items, cancel. Is there anything else I can help you with? Buy, select antidote, herb, 250 gold. How many would you like? 6. 1,500 gold. Thanks. Select antidote. 50 gold. How? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thanks. Do you with Sir Ant Scorch ointment? 5, 4. Thanks. Sir Ant Paralysis Fat. 2, 1, 3. Thanks. Do you wish to continue? Select Ant Scorch Paralysis Smelling Flyer. Cancel. Smell hub 3. Thanks. Do you wish to continue? Select the item. How many? 11. 2,700. Cap 1. 6. 1,500 gold. Is there?
Unless I have enough healing items on me, I'm terrible, but.
Items. Status. Herb. 7.
Yeah, I also find the flyers to be very useful.
I don't, to be honest.
Hi there.
I do, I don't know why, I guess to help me find my way back to a certain place.
One, two,
if I have to go back, so I'm not having to search. No.
Is there anything cancel? Elatia City. New tamer, aren't you? Let me give you a little something to help you out. Arin received a power potion from the girl. Arin stored the power potion in the item's pocket.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know you could get a power potion there.
Strength stat in a battle.
I missed a lot then.
Fisher City. Sorry, kid. Either show me your...
Okay, we can't go there yet, but that's to the next... Okay, so this is the Manamon Hotel, and this is where you have your transportal, and eventually you will have the online person, which is going to be very useful to me.
And you can heal there as well.
You off like this, but I'm busy making some repairs over here. Come back and see me sometime when I'm less busy.
Okay, so that is the online person, and...
Glacier City.
We head west. And this is the research facility. So let's head in and speak to Eliza.
Aloza's research facility. Hello, Aaron. Aloza said, I see you made it here all in one piece, eh? Just fine, thanks. I replied, I never expected to start my journey today. Well, I'm excited for you. Aloza smiled. This day is way, way overdue. Now, do you know about the stadium challenge? Of course.
Okay.
No. The Stadium Challenge is a challenge almost every Manamon Tamer takes. Basically, there are 7 stadiums dotted around Kyaer, and you need to beat all 7 leaders. For each victory, you will get a key. That key can then be used to unlock the Master Stadium, where you have the opportunity to become the Master Stadium Trophy Holder. Few Tamers succeed, but it's every Tamer's dream to be the next Trophy Holder. I'm excited for all the challenges that will come with my journey. I said. Well then, I can see you're ready to get right out of the door and begin, so I'll be as brief as I can. She reached into a stack of papers, taking out a small card. This is your license. Aaron received the taming license. Aaron stored the taming license in the other item's pocket. She reached into a drawer and brought out a tiny computer. This, my boy, is a Manapedia. She said, pointing to the computer. It stores information about all the different Manamon you've encountered, and allows access to even more information if you've captured that Manamon before. Take it, is yours. Aaron received the Manapedia. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a couple mananits to help fill out your party. Aaron received 7 mananits. Aaron stored the mananits in the item's pocket. These should be enough mananits to get you started. You can only have 6 manamon in your party at a time, so you'll need at least 5 of these to have a full team. I've given you a few extra, though, because throwing a manane isn't always enough to capture the creature. You need to bring its health down significantly, and then throw the net. Even then you're not guaranteed to capture the manamon, especially if it is strong. And, with that, I'll let you go. Thanks again, Aloza, I really owe you one. I said, grinning. No problem. She said, make me proud.
Okay, so... let's explore.
Hello there, I am an ex-stadium leader. Having this experience makes me very good at judging how strong Manamon were born. Want me to take a look at one of your Manamon? Yes. More info. Well, logically, all Manamon are born with some slight differences. These differences have an effect on the Manamon's ultimate potential, that is to say their stats. Some are born being good in all areas. Health, strength, defense, magic attack, magic defense, and speed. Some Manaman are born being regrettably poor at all of those stats. Most have some good aspects and some bad ones. I can help you judge what areas your Manaman thrive in, and which ones could have been better. Want me to take a look at one of your Manaman? Yes. Brilliant. Now tell me which Manaman you want me to look at, Lavrog.
I don't really trust this guy, but I'll show you what he can do.
Yeah, I know, but that's how I was too.
Lavrog's health seems remarkable, near perfect, and definitely one of Lavrog's strong points. Lavrog's strength seems reasonable, I'd say it's closer to being great than not. Lavrog's defense seems reasonable, as far as I'm concerned. Lavrog's magic attack seems not so good. Lavrog's magic defense seems well developed, one of Lavrog's strong points. Lavrog's speed seems reasonable, I'd say it's closer to being great than not. Thanks for showing off your Lavrog, it is one of my favorite species. Select you your party. Select traits: health, base 28, strength, base 14, current, defense, base 14, magic attack, base 14, magic defense, base 14, speed, base 16, current 16, evenly distribute trick. Health was assigned. Select the stat you wish to trick. Select. Arrows at research facility F2. It's a bookshelf. The book Training Your Manaman by Danielle Abbey catches your eye. Read the book. Yes. When your Manaman go up a level, they will usually gain training points. You need to make sure they get to defeat some Manaman, because if the Manaman doesn't actually battle, it won't gain training points. Why do you need training points? They allow you to build up stats on the Manaman that you think are not as good as they should be, or let you make your Manaman's strong points even better. To use the training points, go to the party menu by pressing Escape or X, and then selecting your party. Then, select the Manaman you wish to train. Select the train option from the menu that appears. From here, you can select the stat you want to give training points to. If you want a balanced Manaman, you can go ahead and select the option that will evenly distribute the points to all of your stats. Upgrades aren't always immediately noticeable, in fact often, especially on lower leveled Manaman, you won't notice the effect they have. Many times the training points will cause stats to increase by more than they otherwise would have when leveling up. Still, it isn't unheard of for your training points to make an immediate difference to your stats. One thing's for sure, don't be short-sighted and forget to use the training points, because that could cost you a battle down the road. Heyran, let me take a look at your Manapedia. You've seen 5 unique species of Manaman and you've captured 1 unique species of Manaman. Let me reward you for your hard work. Arun received an herb. Arun stored the herb in the status pocket.
Why, thanks.
Yeah, and I don't know if you knew, but to the west, behind the bookshelf, there is a game disc you can find. I don't know if you can find it right now or maybe later.
No, that isn't until you get to Blackburn.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I was thinking it was there.
Right, let's get out of here. We are done in the city now, but I'll explore a bit more in case there is anything of interest.
Elatia Park. Elatia City. I
That is an art, a Manamon called an Arty Soul. And
that Manamon is called Artisol. They're pretty rare creatures, truth be told. I try to give my Artisol some frequent exercise so he'll stay healthy. City officials decided to build this little building as a way to keep track of the number of people entering and exiting Elatia City by this particular passageway. Elatia Walkway. Select an input save game. Game save.
Okay, let's have a little walk around here, see if there's anything of interest.
A feral level 3 Koalir attacked you. Go, Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to Faux Koalir. Faux Koalir used Poison Dart. The attack missed. Narvrog has dealt 6 damage to Faux Koalir. Faux Koalir used Poison Dart. Faux Koalir has dealt 2 damage to Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to Faux Koalir. Faux Koalir has been defeated. Victory. Narvrog gained 33 X. Obtained 9 gold.
That's one thing I can't stress enough, is make sure you save your game.
Arin found smelling salts. Arin's...
So this area is optional, and later on you will come here and it will take you to a swamp area, which, excuse my French, is a pain in the ass to navigate, because thanks to Aaron, who's the developer of this game, it's an effing maze.
Definitely.
Have you been there, Angeline, or not, the swamp?
Yes, I have. I did.
Did you find...
I could not find my way through it.
All right, because you will need to go there in the post-game, because... there's a tree that you can find in the northeast corner.
Yeah, I didn't go very far because it was so confusing. I just got out of there and went back to where what I was doing.
Narvrog gained 40 experience, obtained 7 gold.
This is a good little level, isn't it? Spot.
Yeah. Ooh. Which is another reason why I can't stress enough to save your game at all times. Because... you don't want to get lost somewhere and not be able to go back to where you were. Like I did.
Honest, it kind of creeps me out a little. People say they're pretty rare, so, I was hoping perhaps you'd be interested in a trade. I want something cute, like, a Gymanite. So what do you say, your Gymanite for my level 20 slothing? Yes.
Well, I did not know you could do that. Okay. That is interesting.
Only if you have what they want. Yeah,
even though also sloughing is apparently a very, very bad Manamon. But what I might do on my other save, I might catch a Gymanite, transform it into a Gymanite, and then when we get the chance, come back here and we will take this guy's offer.
I have a Gyminar, I think, save. I could trade it to you if you wanted.
Can't yet, because I don't have online access.
Yeah, when you're ready.
Yeah, I will take that guy's offer, probably.
Has dealt 6 damage to Faux Frolop.
Yeah.
Faux Frolop used Claw Swipe. Faux Frolop has dealt 6 damage to Narvrog.
Ooh, these hit hard.
So Narvrog has 16 out of 28 health. Attack. Narvrog has dealt 6 damage to Faux Frolop.
I think I might hit back.
Used Quick Blade. Foe Frolop has dealt 6 damage to Lar
Frog. He's doing a lot of damage.
Foe Frolop has dealt 5 damage to Lar Frog. In status, herb, it's a... Lar Frog swallowed the herb, dealing 23 health.
That was close.
In action.
Yeah.
Lar Frog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Frolop. Foe Frolop used Claw Swipe. Foe Frolop has dealt 5 damage to Lar Frog. Lar Frog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Frolop. Foe Frolop has been defeated.
That was pretty close.
Lar Frog gained 47 experience.
Oh, 47 experience, though. That's pretty good.
Obtained 11
Holy cow, that is really good.
In save. Game saved. Select invent status. Herb. 10. Sub give. Set as quick. Select the quick item. Quick item 1 has been set to the herb. Select status. Herb. Select not. It's a rock. If you only had the right tool, you could probably crush it. Aaron found an herb. Aaron stored the herb in the status.
Okay, box. That herb was hidden.
A feral level 3 doving attacked you. Go, Lar Frog. Select an. Lar Frog has
it is amazing,
to feral doving.
Everyone,
doving used sun
how many hidden items there are in this game?
Has decreased by one stage.
Definitely, I've missed a lot of them, I know.
Foe-Dubbin used Sandy.
Throughout
the game. Lar Frog's accuracy was decreased by one stage.
Right, let's head back. We are going to make...
Foe-Dubbin used... Physical. Foe-Dubbin has dealt 5 damage to Lar Frog. The attack missed.
Okay, I'm fleeing this. This is ridiculous.
Foe-Dubbin
3 damage to Lar Frog. Lar Frog makes a break for it. Lar Frog escaped. Lar Frog swallowed the herb, healing 13 health. A ferrogo, Lar Frog. Physical, Lar Frog has dealt 11 damage to Foe.
Whoa, that's not bad.
Sandy wind.
Jeez.
Lar Frog's accuracy was decreased by one stage. Lar Frog has dealt 6 damage to Foe-Dubbin. Foe-Dubbin
Been
defeated. Victory. Lar Frog gained 30 XP. Lar Frog has increased to level 8.
Level 8?
Health has increased by 3. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 1.
You're
magic
probably wondering why I haven't captured any mana mob yet.
Has 4
points. The reason being is...
Points.
God, do I tell them? I will be bringing my team in through trade. Because I have specific team members that I want to use.
Elation City.
That was a good little detour.
Yeah.
Manaman Marketplace, Elation City. Mana Hotel. All map.
Okay, let's head
Elation City. Two encounter downs. Aaron stored the encounter downs in the items.
Okay, that's another hidden item.
50 gold.
Didn't know that was there either. So to find that, if you head to where the research facility is, and then head a little few spaces west and north a bit, you will find 2 encounter downs and 50 gold.
I didn't even know those were there either. I think I missed those.
Okay, Okay.
Let me see your taming license, kid. That all checks out. Come on through.
Okay, let's enter our next area.
Secret Ass Road.
Oh, and another piece of advice I would like to give you, same as Manamon 1, please follow walls.
Yes, definitely. Because if you don't, you'll end up going in circles like I did.
Nah, frog. Physical, Narvrog has dealt 13 damage to Foe Doving. Foe Doving used Sandy Wind. Narvrog's
I don't know about you, but I hate that move.
Me too.
Missed. Foe Doving has dealt 2 damage to Narvrog. The attack missed. Narvrog's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Narvrog has dealt 13 damage to Foe Doving. Foe Doving has been defeated. Victory. Narvrog gained 30 XP. Obtained 4 gold.
I think Cyclone is better once it becomes Colivert and then gets that move. That or Wing Slash.
Okay.
Those do the most damage.
Yeah. Okay. We are about to encounter
select in save
our first tamers in this saved game.
Frolop are cute and funny. I could watch them hop around all day. Lad Alan has challenged you to a battle. Alan sent out a Frolop. Go, Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Frolop. Foe Frolop used Claw Swipe. Foe Frolop has dealt 3 damage to Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Frolop. Foe Frolop used Claw Swipe. Foe Frolop has dealt 3 damage to Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Frolop. Foe Frolop has been defeated. Narvrog gained 57 experience points. Lad Alan defeated. Eek. My poor Frolop. Obtained 14 gold.
Well, my attitude is, you chose to fight us, and that is what you get.
Yeah, you challenged us, so we beat you.
A feral level 2 Cacon attacked you. Go, Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Cacon. Foe Cacon used Thicken. Foe Cacon's defense was increased by 1 stage. Narvrog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Cacon. Foe Cacon's defense was increased by 1 stage. Narvrog has dealt 5 damage to Foe Cacon. Foe Cacon has been defeated. Victory. Obtained 3 gold. A feral level 3 Fennevil attacked you. Go, Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Fennevil. Foe Fennevil used Claw Swipe. Foe Fennevil has dealt 2 damage to Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Fennevil. Foe Fennevil used Claw Swipe. Foe Fennevil has dealt 2 damage to Narvrog. Narvrog has dealt 7 damage to
Foe Fennevil. I love the sounds that they make when they defeated. Die.
So do I. Some of them are quite comical.
Obtained 4 gold.
Okay, so we have another timer too.
Narvrog has 19 out of 31 health. Narvrog.
Do I heal or not? I don't know.
How many herbs do you have, though? This thing.
About 12.
You know what? If I were you, I would I couldn't hear what the level of the
Select
other one.
The character to use. Lavrog swallowed the herb, healing 12 health. Select in save. Game saved. Select. I used to come out here to hear the brook gurgle. Thus, Merin has challenged you to a battle. Merin sent out a Rukru.
Oh, I so wish I had fire breath.
Go, Lavrog.
Oh, I know.
Lavrog has dealt 9 damage to Ferukrum.
Oh, but you did Ferukrum 9 damage, so.
Startle. Ferukrum has dealt 1 damage to Lavrog. Ferukrum is level 2.
Oh my god.
Select an
action. Oh yeah, you'll definitely.
I'm way over from this area.
Yeah.
I'm like level 28 8. Experience.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Has increased to level 9.
Level
1. Yeah, pretty good.
Defense by 1.
And as you can
and
as you can see, everyone, I have not captured any mana yet, and I'm literally just using. I will catch mana though later because you do get some decent rewards. But
Fodoving has dealt 2 damage to Lavrog.
Between episodes.
Lavrog has dealt 9 damage to Fodoving. Fodoving has been defeated.
Heck yeah.
Lavrog gained 40 experience points. Lasmerin defeated. Oblast. Obtained 17 gold. Aaron found an encounter down. Aaron stored the encounter down.
Got another.
Select it. Say. Game
okay,
saved.
So keep heading north, and we will soon
Kid.
Get a cutscene.
A man said. He looked like he was in his early 30s. Long brown hair, green eyes, and looked overdressed for a stroll under the blazing sun. Tell me what you see here, kid. He said, sand. I said uncertainly, sand. He agreed. Do you know what used to be here? No, sorry. I said timidly. This used to be a babbling brook. He said sighing. This is what the drought has done to the once vibrant nation of Kyar. How do you wish to respond? There are other brooks that haven't been dried up. What's the big deal about a little brook? Really? How horrible.
Oh, I'm gonna answer.
What's the big deal about a little brook?
Yeah.
A little brook. He said with amazement. A little brook. Yeah, a little brook. I repeated. That's not the point, my young friend. Not the point. This brook was beautiful. Art from nature itself. Something that can never be recreated by human hands. Beauty. The drought is taking beauty away from our world. When the brooks, rivers, lakes and streams cease to speak their solemn verse, I know that I have seen the worse. All right. I said. Bewildered. My name is Ojma. The man said, but please, call me Ogi. Okay, Ogi. I said slowly. I am a poet, artist, and songwriter. Ojma said, and you're a Manaman tamer. Yes, that's right. I said, Manaman taming. He said, resting his chin on his palm. There's a certain art to that, isn't there? The way Tamer and Manaman work together to reach an ultimate goal. Most will fail, but the most unlikely of men and women are the ones to take the glory, and the spoiled arrogant hotshots are lost somewhere along the way. Sure, I guess. I said, show me the art in progress. He said, striking an odd pose. The masterpiece is not meant to be seen until it is complete. but one artist to another, please, show me what you are becoming. Ojma has challenged you to a battle.
Okay, I love the music. Okay.
Oh, the music in this game is brilliant. Oh, excuse me, sorry about that.
Ojma Shine is level 5. Go, Marvrog. Okay, so we've got to fight Ogma's Yarpshine here, which is a holy type.
Marvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Yarpshine. Foe Yarpshine used Bite. Foe Yarpshine has dealt 4 damage to Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Yarpshine. Foe Yarpshine used Bite. Foe Yarpshine has dealt 4 damage to Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 4 damage to Foe Yarpshine. Foe Yarpshine used Bite. Foe Yarpshine has dealt 4 damage to Marvrog. Select and add Marvrog has 18 out of 33 health. Marvrog has dealt 4 damage to Foe Yarpshine. Foe Yarpshine has been defeated. Marvrog gained 81 experience.
Whoa!
Points.
Okay.
Whoa!
Ojma defeated.
Jeez.
I can see the swords in your portrait, but I am sure you will get those sorted out over time. Obtain 32 gold. This was one of your first battles, wasn't it? Ogi asked. Well, sorta. I said, most of my battles have been with Alosa during my training to become a tamer. Since then it's mostly been feral fights. I see. He said, seeming lost in thought. Without a doubt you're heading for Conduan City. That's where I live. I hope we bump into each other there. You've still got a ways to go before reaching your destination, so please, let me lend you a hand.
Oh, thanks. He healed us. Okay.
Select it.
Okay, let's continue.
That's why I thought I liked him at the beginning.
I ripped out some of the pages from my school book to use as a fan thing. Last Peggy has challenged you to a battle. Peggy sent out a square monk. Go, Marvrog. Select. Marvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Square Monk. Foe Square Monk used pounds. Foe Square Monk has dealt 3 damage to Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Square Monk. Foe Square Monk has dealt 3 damage to Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 6 damage to Foe Square Monk. Foe Square Monk has been defeated. Marvrog gained 61 XP. Peggy sent out a senti. Marvrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Senti. Foe Senti used Quicken. Foe Senti's speed was increased by 1 stage. Marvrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Senti. Foe Senti has dealt 2 damage to Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 7 damage to Foe Senti. Foe Senti has been defeated. Marvrog gained. Marvrog has increased to level 10. Health has Marvrog now has 12 training. Last Peggy defeated. Oh, no. I tore my fan. Fiddlesticks. Obtain 28 gold. Select Vitsits trick. Select even. Health. Select the stat you wish to select. My dumb friend threw mud at me. I'm not bothered about the dress. It will come out fine in the wash. Don't be scared away the little senti eyes letting fall across my palm. I've never seen a senti so small before. My senti are much larger. Insect collector Lara has challenged you to a battle. Lara sent out a cacon. Go, Marvrog. Marvrog has dealt 11 damage to Foe Cacon.
Okay, he's hitting hard. He's hitting pretty hard now.
Yeah.
Holly's defense was increased by one stage. So Narbrol has dealt 7 damage to Fokakon. Fokakon has been defeated. Narbrol gained 27 XP. Nara sent out a Kakon. Narbrol has dealt 7 damage to Fokakon. Fokakon used pounce. Fokakon has dealt 2 damage to Narbrol. The attack missed. Fokakon used pounce. Fokakon has dealt 2 damage to Narbrol. Narbrol has dealt 7 damage to Fokakon. Fokakon used. Fokakon has dealt 2 damage to Narbrol. Narbrol has dealt 8 damage to Fokakon. Fokakon has been defeated. Narbrol gained 61 XP. Nara sent out a senti. Narbrol has dealt 9 damage to Foe Senti. Foe Senti used Bug Bite. Foe Senti has dealt 2 damage to Narbrol. Narbrol has dealt 9 damage to Foe Senti. Foe Senti has been defeated. Narbrol gained 36 XP. Nara sent out a senti.
Okay.
Select.
She has a lot of Manamon.
Has dealt 11 damage to Foe Senti.
I'd say.
Foe Senti used Bug Bite. Foe Senti has dealt
like 2 of each kind.
Narbrog. Narbrog has dealt 10 damage.
What
to
I love is, I love the fact that the
Narbrog gained
tamers say really funny things. Like,
yeah.
Collector Nara defeated.
Oh, even in Manamon.
I just realized I won't be able to wash my clothes when I get home. I've already used up my water quota.
I love that.
I do too.
Here's Senti.
Like at
Senti,
the beginning,
Senti,
before
Senti,
she starts
Senti.
Fighting you, my friend threw mud at me. Wow. It makes me wonder, what did you do to cop your friend to do that?
A fair go, Narbrog. Choose a move. Narbrog has dealt 8 damage to
the
body.
I love the fact at the end she goes, oh shit, I can't wash my clothes because I'm on my water quota.
Yeah.
Narbrog has dealt 8 damage to Foe Dubbing.
Yeah, that was
Dubbing
funny.
Used Sandy Wind. Narbrog's accuracy has decreased by 1 stage. Narbrog has 16 out of 36 invent status. Narbrog swallowed the herb, feeling 20 health. Foe Dubbing. Narbrog's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Narbrog has dealt 9 damage to Foe Dubbing. Foe Dubbing has been defeated. Victory. Obtained 10 gold.
Just checking I haven't missed anything.
Go, Narbrog. Narbrog has dealt 11
damage. Don't think I have. If not, then we will head into the city.
Yeah, I can't remember if there was anything there. I don't remember.
No, I can't. Don't think there is, but I'm just checking that I've bought all the tamers and whatever.
Defeated. Victory. Obtained 2 gold. Here's Senti.
Yeah, okay, we're done. We're done.
Yep.
Let's head in.
A feral level.
Or not.
Narbrog. The attack missed. Narbrog's strength has decreased by 1 stage. Narbrog has dealt 9 damage to Foe Tadda. Narbrog has dealt 10 damage to Foe Tadda. Foe Tadda has been defeated. Victory. Narbrog gains 16 XP. Obtained 2 gold. Conduit City. Select Game saved.
Okay, so this door here is...
The door is locked. The building looks like it is probably a Manaman stadium. Said. He looked about a year younger than me, his bright red hair cut extremely short. Nothing, I'm just looking around the city. I said, I'd like to go into the art museum. Are you a new tamer? He asked. Yes. I said slowly. HMPH, what a loser. He said dismissively. Why am I a loser? I asked affronted. You're what, 14? 15, 16 at the most. He asked condescendingly.
Yeah.
And you're only just getting started. Well, how long have you been taming?
Right.
I retorted. His arrogance was getting under my skin. I'm no tamer. He laughed as if the notion were ridiculous. Sure, I have Manaman. I battle with them. But I'd never participate in stadium challenges. I've got better things to do. And I'd be willing to bet just about anything that I'm still a better battler than you. Let me prove to you that I am a better tamer than you by far. He said. How do you want to respond? All right, bring it on. Byron has challenged you to a battle. Byron sent out a key juddle.
Okay, so Byron here will summon your rival. So, because I picked Lavrock, who is a flame type, he will summon Kijuddle, who is a water type. And vice versa.
Go, Lavrock. So, the attack missed. Kijuddle has dealt 4 damage to Lavrock. Lavrock has dealt 7 damage to Kijuddle. Kijuddle used Flurry Claws. Kijuddle has dealt 2 damage to Lavrock. Lavrock has dealt 7 damage to Kijuddle. Kijuddle used Pounce. Kijuddle has dealt 4 damage to Lavrock. Lavrock has dealt 7 damage to Kijuddle. Kijuddle used Tail Whack. Lavrock's defense was decreased by 1 stage. Lavrock has dealt 6 damage to Kijuddle. Kijuddle has been defeated.
Nice.
Lavrock gained 97 experience points. Lavrock has increased to level 11.
Increased
by 2. Lavrock now has 8 traits. Byron defeated. Obtained 26 gold. You beat me. He said, still sounding arrogant and superior. You seem pretty happy. How much of a loser are you? Have you never won a battle before? Is that what it is? I was speechless. Idiot. He said, rolling his eyes.
What a prick!
Right?
Okay, I can't find the hotel at the moment, so what we're going to do is we're going to head straight in to the art museum, clear that, and then we will go to the hotel, do the stadium, and then end the episode.
Welcome to the Kai'ar Art Museum. Do you want to buy a ticket? Yes. Alright, that'll be 1,000 gold. What the?
Uh-oh!
Someone shouted. It came from over there.
Oh crap.
The woman I had been speaking with said. Cough cough. I can't see a thing. Someone said whilst choking, it's a smoke bomb. Yet another unseen voice said, open up the door and
let some of the smoke out.
After 20 seconds more, we were able to see again. There were several men in masks running around. Leave that priceless painting alone. A voice said, Ojma, the eccentric artist I met on Six Atas Road, ran out and tackled one of the thieves who was about to cast aside a painting of flowers. Ogi. I shouted, Arun. He replied happily, come help me with this guy, sure thing. I said.
I like that music, that's kind of cool.
Thief Owen has challenged you to a battle. Owen sent out a song Shuren and a Zinbat.
What the hell?
Foe Song Shuren is level 7.
Okay, Song Shuren is a poison type.
Ojma sent out a Yorkshine. Select an action for choose a move. Pounce. Silk Foe Zinbat. Narbrok has dealt 11 damage to Foe Zinbat. Foe Song Shuren used Suffocate. Foe Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to
Pounce. So much.
Foe Zinbat used Fight. Foe Zinbat has dealt 5 damage to Partner Yorkshine. Partner Yorkshine used Condemn. Foe Song Shuren's defense and magic defense were decreased by 1 stage.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so Suffocate is a move which will basically trap that Manamon. So you cannot switch Manamon out if that move is used on you.
Yeah, and your Manamon suffers trap damage.
Narbrok has dealt 11 damage to Foe Zinbat. Foe Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Partner Yorkshine. Foe Zinbat used Fang Drain. Foe Zinbat has dealt 5 damage to Partner Yorkshine. Foe Zinbat regained 2 health. Partner Yorkshine. Foe Zinbat's defense and magic defense were decreased by 1 stage. Partner Yorkshine suffered 1 trap damage from Suffocate. Choose a move. Silk Foe Zinbat. Narbrok has dealt 13 damage to Foe Zinbat. Foe Zinbat has been defeated. Narbrok gained 102 experience. Foe Song Shuren used Suffocate. Foe Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Narbrok. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 7 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Narbrok suffered 2 trap damage from Suffocate. Partner Yorkshine suffered 1 trap damage from Suffocate. Narbrok has dealt 7 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Foe Song Shuren. Narbrok's speed was decreased by 1 stage. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 6 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Narbrok suffered 2 trap damage from Suffocate. Partner Yorkshine is no longer trapped by Suffocate. Narbrok has dealt 7 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Foe Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Narbrok. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 8 damage to Foe Song Shuren.
Foe Song Shuren
has been defeated. Narbrok gained 100. Thief Owen defeated. That painting's ugly. Obtained 69 gold. Thanks, Arun. Ojma said. We make an artistic duo. This wasn't a one-man job, though. There are thieves everywhere. Please, help me save the art. Let's go together and find these thieves. If you get hurt in a battle, I'll heal your team completely afterward.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Select even though I'm still thinking, why should I help you? No, I'm just kidding.
Get out of my way, short stuff and hippie guy.
Oh.
This art is critical. Oh. It's such a nice price on the black market.
Ah, that was harsh.
Thieves Warren and Lillian have challenged you to a battle. Warren sent out a Zimbat. Lillian sent out a Ratsal.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh my god, yes, me too.
Ozma sent out a Yorkshire. Chip Growl. Pound. Silk for Ratsal. Foes in back for... Marbrok has dealt 7 damage to for Ratsal. Foes in Bat has dealt 7 damage to partner Yorkshire. Foraxal has dealt 4 damage to partner Yorkshire. Partner Yorkshire has dealt 14 damage to Foraxal. Choose select Foraxal. Marbrok has dealt 7 damage to Foraxal.
Heck yeah!
Foraxal has been defeated. Marbrok has increased to level 12. Health, Marbrok now has 11 training. Marbrok is now able to use the spell Fire Breath.
Finally!
Lillian yes. sent out a Zimbat. Foe Zimbat. Marbrok's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Partner Yorkshire used Holy. Partner Yorkshire has dealt 11 damage to Foe Zimbat. Foe Zimbat's magic attack was decreased by 1 stage. Chief Fire Select Marbrok. Marbrok has dealt 8 damage to Foe Zimbat. Partner Yorkshire's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Foe Zimbat 2 has dealt 4 damage to partner Yorkshire. Partner Yorkshire has dealt 8 damage to Foe Zimbat 2. Select you, pal. Select the top. Marbrok has dealt 9 damage to Foe Zimbat. Foe Zimbat has been defeated. Foe Zimbat 2 has dealt 1 damage to Marbrok. Partner Yorkshire has dealt 8 damage to Foe Zimbat 2. Such Marbrok has dealt 10 damage to Foe Zimbat 2. Foe Zimbat 2 has been defeated. Marbrok gained 92. Thieves Warren and Lillian defeated. Warren, you idiots. Lillian, thieving isn't easy, you know. You have to work harder than an artist to earn a living. Obtained 102.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay, we don't want to go upstairs just yet.
I really do find what they say hilarious, I don't know.
I'm freaking out. I'm free. Those skeletons are creepy. I can't tell, are those bones real? Thieves Gale and Erin have challenged you to a battle. Gale sent out a Zimbat.
Oh, another
Erin
one?
Sent out a
Song. Oh my god, it's like the third one.
It's like the fourth.
Marbrok.
Fourth, yeah.
Ojma sent out a Yorkshire. Select an action, choose a move. Fats at first. Marbrok has dealt 9 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Foe Zimbat has dealt 8 damage to partner Yorkshire. Foe Song Shuren used the attack missed. Partner Yorkshire. Foe Zimbat's defense and magic defense were decreased by 1 stage. Select an action. Pounce. Set Foe Song. Marbrok has dealt 6 damage to Foe Song Shuren. Foe Zimbat used Bite. Foe Zimbat has dealt 6 damage to partner Yorkshire. Partner Yorkshire recoiled. Foe Song Shuren used Stagnant Goo. Marbrok's speed was decreased by 1 stage. supposing that you... Nargorg's accuracy was decreased by one stage. Chup growl. Pat select Fo Song Shuren. Fo... Critical. Nargorg has dealt 12 damage to Fo Song Shuren. Fo Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Nargorg. Partner Yok Shine used Condemn. Fo Song Shuren's defense and magic defense were decreased by 1 stage. Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from Suffocate. Foes in Bat has dealt 6 damage to partner Yok Shine. Choose select the Fo Song Shuren. The attack missed. Nargorg's speed was decreased by 1 stage. Partner Yok Shine has dealt 8 damage to Foes in Bat. Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from Suffocate. Foes in Bat has dealt 5 damage to partner Yok Shine. Fo Song Shuren, the attack missed. The attack missed. Partner Yok Shine has dealt 8 damage to Foes in Bat. Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from Suffocate. Foes in Bat has dealt 4 damage to partner Yok Shine. Foes in Bat regained 2 health. Partner Yok Shine has been defeated. Fo Song Shuren, you.
This is not fair. One on two on one.
Damage to Nargorg. I know, right?
Nargorg has been poisoned. Select inventory status.
Oh crap, and that too.
Nargorg swallowed the herb, healing 12 health. Nargorg suffered 4 damage from poison.
Ooh!
Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from suffocate.
You're gonna need an antidote.
Foes in Bat has
yeah, I'm gonna use one.
Foes in Bat regained 1 health. Fo Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Nargorg. Select an imp status. Herb. Antidote. Nargorg uses the antidote, curing the ailment. Nargorg is no longer trapped by suffocate.
Good.
Foes in Bat has dealt 6 damage to Nargorg.
Let's clean the house.
Nargorg's speed was decreased by 1 stage.
Definitely.
So choose a move. Pounce. Select Nargorg. Nargorg has dealt 10 damage to Foes in Bat. Foes in Bat has dealt 6 damage to Nargorg. Fo Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Nargorg. Nargorg has 17 out of 41 health. Attack. In switch invert status. Scorch Oink at her. Nargorg swallowed the herb, feeling 24 health. Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from suffocate. Foes in Bat has dealt 6
damage
to Nargorg. Fo Song Shuren has dealt 2 damage to Nargorg. Foes in Bat has 26.
Foes on Shuren. These things only do with 2 damage to you, but you're still suffering,
Select
trap damage.
Choose Growl. The attack missed. Nargorg suffered 2 trap damage from suffocate. Foes in Bat has dealt 6 damage to Nargorg. Fo Song Shuren used stagnant goo. Nargorg's speed was decreased by 1 stage. Nargorg has 23 out of 41 health. Fo Song Shuren. Nargorg has dealt 9 damage to Fo Song Shuren. Has been defeated. Nargorg gained 100 and... Nargorg has increased to level 13. Help! Nargorg now has 14 traits. Nargorg is no longer trapped by suffocate. Eren sent out a pixer. Foes in Bat has dealt 2 damage to Nargorg. Foes in Bat regained 1 health. Select an app. Choose a move. Fire. Select the target. Foes in Bat. Nargorg has dealt 8 damage to Foes in Bat. Foes in Bat. Foes in Bat has dealt 5 damage to Nargorg.
Bopixer
has dealt 6 damage to Larvrog. In status, Larvrog swallowed the herb, healing 31 health. Foes in... Its team is being protected from status ailments. Bopixer's strength was increased by 1 stage. Select Larvrog. Larvrog has dealt 12 damage to
foes. You'd think the Ogma would have another bloody Manamon.
Bopixer's
strength was increased by 1 stage. Larvrog has dealt 15 damage to Bopixer. Bopixer has dealt 9 damage to Larvrog.
That was one of the closest fights so far. And I'm running out of herbs, so I'm going to have to do a major herb stock up when I finish here.
Let's scamper, Eri. Death doesn't pay, it never does. Obtained 112 gold. Select it. Game saved.
Okay.
Arin found a revive.
Oh, heck yeah!
The glass case displays the skeleton of what looks like a small dinosaur. On closer inspection, you can tell the bones are fake. Well, it is an art museum, isn't it?
Okay, so that's this room clear.
Select it. Game saved. Select view your party. Select the stat you wish. Can't move. This. Done. Statue. Why is the statue so heavy? I work out 3 times a day and I can't get it to budge. Thieves Kelly and Domiako have challenged you to a battle. Kelly sent out a Pixer. Domiako sent out a Pixer. Go.
Oh jeez,
Ogma sent out a Yorkshine. Select an action. Larvrog has dealt 12 damage to Bopixer. Bopixer 2 used Wallow. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 7 damage to Bopixer. Larvrog has dealt 14 damage to Bopixer. Bopixer has been defeated. Larvrog gained 103 XP. Kelly sent out a Rukru. Bopixer has dealt 7 damage to partner Yorkshine. Bopixer's defense and magic defense were decreased by 1 stage. Choose and select Bopixer for Rukru. Larvrog has dealt 30 damage to Bopixer. Bopixer has been defeated. Larvrog gained 100 and... Bopixer used Wallow. The move failed. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 21 damage to Bopixer.
Oh, yes!
And Larvrog can finish it off. Larvrog has dealt 17
damage to Bopixer. Bopixer has been defeated. Larvrog gained 103 experience. Larvrog has increased to level 14. Health has Larvrog now has 4 training points after gaining 4. Domiako sent out a Fenevil. Partner Yorkshine used Holy Water. Partner Yorkshine has dealt 6 damage to foe Fenevil. Larvrog has dealt 12 damage to foe Fenevil. Foe Fenevil has dealt 4 damage to Larvrog. Partner Yok Shine has dealt 6 damage to foe Finagle. Foe Finagle's magic attack was decreased by 1 stage. Marvrok has dealt 12 damage to foe Finagle. Foe Finagle has been defeated. Marvrok gained 120 experience points. Thieves Kelly and Domiako defeated.
Okay.
Hey, if you'll help me move these statues, I'll give you a third of the loot. Domiako, you don't need statues. Come on, Kelly, let's get out of here. Obtained 135 gold.
I can tell these guys really like their pincers. I swear, that's like 6 or more now that you've had to fight.
I know. And Jimbat. Around
the
woman.
The plaque states that
this is a stone image of the first Master Stadium trophy holder.
Check this room for items.
The statue is...
I don't remember there being any items in here, but I could be wrong.
No, there's none. I believe we have to head upstairs.
Art Museum F2. Likes. I think I'm the only guy left. Oh, H, hello. I'm just a patron. He's lying. He said, sounding a little
bit... A patron? Yeah, you're a thief.
Yeah,
right? The man said unconvincingly. What are you holding behind your back? Ogie asked. I ain't holding anything behind my back. Nothing. The man said, honest. Ogie lunged for the man and a collection of paintings flew from the man's hand and slammed into the wall. No.
What'd I tell you? Busted.
Ogie said, biting his lip so hard that it began to bleed ever so slightly. You can't just destroy art, it's murder. Ogie said, his voice cracking a little. Relax, they're not destroyed. The man said, Thief Bartholomew has challenged you to a battle. Bartholomew sent out a Finagle and a Pixar. Go, Marvrok. Ojma sent out a Yok Shine. Select an action, choose a move. Pounce, stab, fight, select the top foe Pixar. Marvrok has dealt 11 damage to foe Finagle.
So this has been such a long first episode, but I wanted to really get going on this playthrough, because I will tell you now, this is quite a long game, to say the least.
Yeah.
And in the next episode, which will be, I will record tomorrow, there will be a whole lot of new Manamon in my team, as well as Lavrock. We will have a full team of 6.
Partner Yok Shine has dealt 7 damage to foe Pixar. Marvrok has dealt 11 damage to foe Finagle. Foe Finagle has been defeated. Marvrok gained. Bartholomew sent out a Cacon. Foe Pixar has dealt 6 damage to Marvrok. Partner Yok Shine used Condemn.
Yeah, this Cacon ain't gonna live very long.
Defense were decreased by 1 stage. Select, choose a move. Fire Breath, select.
Have you got a go?
21 damage to foe Cacon.
Yeah.
Cacon used
What about dinner? I thought you had dinner around now.
Damage to Larvrog.
Foe Pixar
has dealt 6 damage to Partner Yok Shine. Partner Yok Shine has dealt 7 damage to Foe Pixar.
Sorry.
Select an action. Narvrok has dealt 21 damage to Foe Cacon.
He is absolutely going to sweep the first stadium. 171
points.
Faupixa used Pounce. Faupixa has dealt 5 damage to partner Yorkshine.
Oh, he's weak to that!
Partner Yorkshine has dealt 21 damage to Faupixa. Faupixa has been defeated. Nargorg gained 117 HP. Nargorg has increased to level 15. Health has Nargorg now has 8 training points after Beast Bartholomew defeated. Oakman, you foolish mayor, I need those paintings infinitely more than you. Obtained 116 gold. Narvrog is ready to transform.
Oh, he's gonna transform.
Congratulations. Narvrog transformed into Rybignis.
Nice.
I think that's all the thieves. Ogi said. He picked up the paintings from the floor and turned to me. These are priceless originals. He said, look, they were torn and wrinkled. The things people do for money. Money, vile money. I'm going to take these downstairs. I guess you can go on about your business.
Ogma has left the party.
Ogma has left you.
Right, let's explore this room. Select to see if there's anything saved. Of interest up here. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the sort of place, you know, empty room. Oh. Empty room.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't look like there is. Oh. Yeah, there's a gap in the west wall.
Mm-hmm.
I love the music here.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oops, sorry about that. Let's get my mic.
Aaron found a Daedalus dust. Aaron stored the Daedalus dust in the items.
Okay, pocket. There was a hidden item here.
Upper Museum.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Thanks for helping get rid of those horrible crooks. We'd like you to come and check out the museum whenever you like, free of charge. Conduit City. Everybody thought Andromeda Master Sun would become Conduit Stadium leader when someone eventually was able to beat her in a Manaman battle and take away her Stadium Master title. Nobody did, of course. Rest in peace, MS Master Sun.
I'll talk to you about that after I finish recording. That's an interesting dialogue, that.
Yeah.
Select pound 28, 2008, cancel.
Do I really want to buy that many? Probably not.
14, 1,000.
I know you can always get more in a different city, I'm sure.
1,700 gold.
Although it doesn't hurt to have a lot.
No. Is there a cancel? No. We keep telling that protester to leave, but he won't. The manufacturer of bone daggers and little ones have time and time again explained their matter copying process, which allows a bone to be copied from a creature without the creature knowing anything's happened. But that's not good enough for this protester.
I've never spoken to him before!
I don't remember hearing that either.
Hi there. Select little wand, 500 gold. Plus 0 defense.
Shit.
Plus 5 magic attack.
Okay, we're going to be giving our right bigness here a very good item when we can get access.
Bone dagger, 500.
To
gold.
Online.
Flyer. Encounter.
We're going to be giving him a firebrand.
Yeah. That'll be good.
City.
Which you cannot buy for a very, very
long ass time.
No.
Ojma's house. Of painting materials seems to have not been put away after its last use. A nice soft sofa. Artists need their creature comforts, and this sofa certainly provides them. Aaron found a small shield. Aaron stored the small shield in the equipment pocket.
That small shield was hidden.
Yep.
It's a book of poetry. Some of the poems are unfinished, and all of them are by Ojma. Found a power potion. Aaron.
Oh, big! Can I use it to heal? I can't find the hotel.
All manner of.
At the moment.
Oh, yeah. I had a hard time finding it also there. I'm trying to think if it was north or south of the stadium. Or maybe it's east or west. I don't remember, honestly. That's why I think the flyers are, once you do find a place,
no inspiration,
you just stick
me.
A flyer
it
in front
nice
of it, so you
to
know.
Come back to and crash.
Right. Let's go to the stadium and finish this episode. This stadium is
select
going to be a
crucial. Viewing overview of moves. Move list. Pound, fire, water, swap, select pounds. Move list, fire breath, view, select, conduit city.
I keep forgetting you can swap the moves. I keep forgetting about that. Shoot.
Don't worry. I have to admit, I do it quite a lot, but that's just me.
Yeah. I always forget that you can. That way you're not having to scroll through and find the more powerful move.
We start. This stadium is insect type. So my bigness this is gonna be a walk in the park. It's like
I used to think insect types were icky, but now I'm older, they're my favorite kind of manamon.
Well, you would say that because you work in the stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
Okay, so Kakon is...
Kakon is level 8.
Level 8, and my bigness is level 15.
Go. Oh, yeah.
Select an action. My bigness has dealt 42 damage to Kakon. Kakon has been defeated. Rybigness gained 109 experience points. Insect collector Susanna defeated. Oh, done. Obtained 27 gold. Yeah, insect types are okay. It's hard for me to get a girlfriend though. My bugs freak them out. Or perhaps it's my nerdy insect knowledge that puts them off. Anyway, I need a girlfriend. Insect collector Graham has challenged you to a battle. Graham sent out a senti.
Yeah, bye!
Oh, senti is level 8.
Yeah,
go,
see ya.
My goodness. Bigness has dealt 36 damage to foe senti.
You wait till he gets a firebrand tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that's gonna be one heck of a...
Rybigness has dealt 42 damage to foe Kakon. Foe Kakon has been defeated. Rybigness gained 109 XP. Insect collector Graham defeated.
I don't stand a chance against him.
Element tamer. Do you think girls would be more attracted to me? Possibly not. Sigh. Obtained 53 gold.
Well, not unless you found an insect type girl, you know.
This is the leader.
Game saved.
Let's do this.
A challenger. The man said. The stadium leader had a long beard, a short haircut, and wore ragged clothes. You'll be the first tamer I've battled today. Ain't no problemo. Me and my manaman battle just as well at the beginning of the day as we does at the end of one. So you's better be preparing for a tough fight. We ain't gonna go easy on you now. Witness the power of my buggies. Stadium leader Skeeter has challenged you to a battle. Skeeter sent out a senti.
Ah, piece of cake.
Go, Rybigness. Rybigness has dealt 30 damage to foe senti. Foe senti used restrain. Rybigness physical attacks are being restrained.
Luckily, that doesn't affect him because fire breath is a special attack.
Right, forgot about that.
Okay, this thing is quite tanky, so, and it has quite a lot of HP, and it's an insect holy type, and. For your info, it's...
So Dagiton is level 14.
Level 14. Oh, so we're not that far.
Rybigness is level 15. Attack.
No, he's one level below you, so you should still be able to take him.
Rybigness has dealt 11 damage to foe Dagiton. Fodagetel used holy light. Fodagetel has dealt 5 damage to Rivignus. Rivignus' digital attacks are no longer restrained. So... Rivignus has dealt 9 damage to Fodagetel. Fodagetel has dealt 4 damage to Rivignus. Rivignus has dealt 11 damage to Fodagetel. Fodagetel has dealt 15 damage to Rivignus.
Oh shoot.
Rivignus has dealt 11 damage to Fodagetel. Fodagetel has dealt 5 damage to Rivignus. Rivignus has dealt 11 damage to Fodagetel.
And he is down. Fodagetel
has been defeated.
He's gone.
Rivignus gained 387 HP. Rivignus has increased to level 16. Health has increased by 3. Rivignus now has 13 training points up. Stadium leader Skeeter defeated. You're tough. Ain't no use denying that. Obtained 818 gold. You're not bad for a beginner. You took on my Dagetal furnacely, and that skill deserves a reward if you ask me. Have the pest key, the first of THA7 stadium keys used to open THA Master Stadium.
Yeah.
One down, 6 to go.
Right. Aran received the pest key. Aran stored the pest key in the other item's pocket. When you beat leaders like me, y'all get more than just a little key. We'll also give you a little something to hopefully help you on your journey. In my case, Aran received a hard shell. Aran stored the hard shell in the equipment pocket.
Okay, the hard shell is for...
Manaman are great. They really are. Now, yous can catch a couple and decide which one you want to give this hard shell to. It can only be equipped to insects. Right, Whippersnapper, may the strength of insects go with you.
To the hotel, let us go in here.
Madrist Valley. Hey kid, you've beaten the first stadium. I'd like to personally give you my congratulations. Who am I? I am a representative from Tandaria, assisting Kyara's endeavors to repair its wireless network. In fact, I just finished. I'm heading to Solfo Peninsula where I'll catch a ferry back home. You should check out the new and improved wireless communications system at any manor hotel. Just talk to the woman in the upper right-hand corner of the hotel. Oh, and that's not all you can do. You can also access unknown gifts. You can do this anywhere, just by opening your menu and selecting it. Unknown gifts are promotional, usually one of a kind. Handouts from the VG Storm website. Oh, one final thing. Then I promise I'll go away. You need a comeback recorder. Aran received the comeback recorder. Aran stored the comeback recorder in the other item's pocket. This allows you to save online battles to your hard drive and rewatch them anytime you like. Okay, okay, I promised. I'll get out of your way now.
Okay, we won't come here, we'll come here in the next episode, because that is where we have to go to continue the story.
looking.
Okay, let's try and find a hotel and finish this episode up.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly where the hotel is, to be honest. I can't remember.
I thought it was
south of the art museum, but my navigation's crap.
Ah.
So.
Ah.
Condune City. Manor Hotel.
There you are.
All Manorman.
Okay, 1 second.
Select such traits so even magic defense has increased by 1. Select the stat you wish to train. Select an insect.
Okay, so that is going to be
under exit game. Warning. Yes.
That is going to be it for this episode.
Yep, my dinner's ready, so perfect timing.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in episode 2, where we will head to Dudrest Valley and from there on to Vermicore City. So, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thanks, Angeline, for joining me as well, and I hope you can join me again at some point.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries. Cheers.
All right, see ya.
Audacity. Track view table. Track 1 row not selected.